hope you can hear me. I've got to keep my voice down. Somebody, foolishly, has left the TARDIS in BBC reception. Something to do with Doctor Who Day? Anyway, I thought I'd take it for a spin. There's someone I want to talk to in Aberystwyth. So I just need to enter the coordinates into the spatial location input, power up the atom accelerator, release the time rotor handbrake, activate the... Well, I've made it to Aberystwyth, but I've landed on the beach. I was heading for the university, so I guess I better start walking up that steep hill.
I'm Professor Matt Hills, and I'm Professor of Film and TV Studies at Aberystwyth University.
Professor Matt Hills, we're talking, what, something like a decade since Russell T. Davis brought Doctor Who to Wales. Was that a surprise decision at the time, do you think?
I think it would have come as a surprise to lifelong fans of Doctor Who, because historically the show had always been linked really to BBC Television Centre, as was Doctor Who coming to Wales, and then, you know, more than that, being the kind of great success and the real triumph that it has been, has spurred on and spearheaded a whole new wave of shows, and has really enabled, you know, the creative industries, the TV industry, production industry in Wales to go from strength to strength. But to say that's kind of only down to Doctor Who perhaps kind of misses the degree to which I would say it was a kind of strategy of people like Russell T. Davis that has enabled this kind of growth and development. Hence things like the spin-off shows Torchwood and Sarah Jane Adventures.
Well, I'm back on the beach now in Aberystwyth. Hey, it's a good walk down from that university, isn't it? And the good news is, the TARDIS is still here. No one's nicked it. So I'm going to get on my travels again now, and I'm heading next to Cardiff. Right, well, we seem to have stopped. Let's take a look outside. Ah, I'm in Cardiff Bay, in a car park. Ah, no, I need a ticket. Hang on. Please insert your registration details. That'll be TARDISS. There you go. Get my ticket. I don't quite know where I'm sticking this ticket, but anyway, it's a good thing that I've ended up in Cardiff Bay, because this area has really become a hub for drama in Wales since the advent of Doctor Who. The BBC has a facility here over at Rothlock, so let's find out a little bit more about what goes on there.
Hello, my name is Claire Hudson. I'm head of productions at BBC Cymru Wales.
To begin with, would you just explain exactly what Rothlock is as far as a BBC facility is concerned?
Well, it's a bit like the TARDIS, actually, because it is much bigger on the inside than it looks on the outside. It is a huge, many thousands of square feet of drama studio. And Rothlock is the place where some really magical drama gets made. You might walk from one studio where they're filming Doctor Who to another where they're filming Casualty to another where they're filming Pobla Cwm. And if you're lucky, you might catch sight of the cast of Wizards versus Aliens. We've seen series such as Being Human being made here by independent companies. Sherlock, one of the BBC's most successful brands in a decade. We've seen Atlantis now being made, previous to that, Merlin. A whole host of new shows for the BBC have been made in Wales. And you could argue if Doctor Who and his TARDIS hadn't landed in Wales, maybe none of that would have happened.
I'm still here in Cardiff Bay. Well, I've got an hour on my parking. I might as well make the most of it. And we've heard about the effect Doctor Who has had on drama here in Wales. But what about tourism? There's the Doctor Who experience just across the way, and I'm stood outside Ianto's shrine. It's an incredible memorial set up by fans to the character Ianto Jones, who died in the series Torchwood. You've got messages here from Germany, the USA, Greece, Italy. So what about it? Tourism and Doctor Who.
My name's Peter Cole. I'm the Regional Strategy Director of Capital Region Tourism. What we found, we've done some research into it, and we found that... That while there's recognition of Doctor Who, and for some people there is a connection made between Doctor Who and Wales, it's not as strong as instances where the actual location is very clear from the programme. So There's a contrast, for example, between Doctor Who and Torchwood. And Torchwood is very obviously based in Cardiff, deliberately so. For Doctor Who, we have to work a bit harder at it. What we've also found, obviously, is that the motivation for a visit isn't necessarily to do with filming, but it provides enormous added value. So the fact that people may have Wales on their list, the Doctor Who connection, the Doctor Who experience, for example, in Cardiff Bay, that might be something that sways people to come to one part of Wales rather than another, or certainly to add that to their visit while they're there and add value to their visit.
Well, I'd better get the TARDIS back up to BBC Wales. That is, if I can just get the door open. Hey, what's going on? Where are you going? Come back! Come back!
Help!